God, have mercy sakes. You begin to realize all these apostolic warnings of the Holy Ghost and from Jesus and from the holy prophets. Then why in the world don't Americans hearken to the voice of God and the voice of a prophet instead of the voice of fools that cry out to try to beguile and seduce and deceive and bewitch them? It is absolutely amazing. It is utterly amazing. It is a wonderment. The last two verses of the Bible. In Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. Boy, God put a warning there and said, I want to warn everybody. Here's the words of the prophecy of this book. That if any man adds to these words, if he adds to them, the plagues in this book is going to be added to him. And brother, I tell you, them plagues are terrible. And if any man takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, his name shall be taken out of the book of life, and his part shall be taken out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. Don't mess with it. Don't touch it. God has given us evidence that this Bible, the King James Bible, is the only true Bible. For 400 and some 70 years, this Bible has prospered. God has blessed its message. Whole continents have been discipled by the preaching, the anointed preaching from the King James Bible. Christianity covered the world under the preaching of the King James Bible. It prospered. But now we're seeing Christianity suffer loss, suffer shame. We're giving place to the forces of evil, of superstition, of ignorance. All these cults and pagan religions now are prospering all over the world. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world today. Muslims are fastly surpassing Christianity as being the most prolific of all world religions. And the cults that are claiming to be religion are making the fastest growth and the greatest impact upon this generation. Then we sit around and want to alibi or even compromise or even stay still when heaven cries out, lift up your voice like a trumpet. And that's what we must do. Well, we must go on. Thirdly, the most deadly, mortal enemy of a Christian, number three, is phony Christians. That is, that we get our eyes upon phony Christians instead of the Word of God and on Jesus. In Jude 17 through 19, this great apostle, who was a brother also of Jesus Christ, along with James, said, Beloved, remember the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time. That word mockers means mimickers. There'd be mockers in the last time, walking after their own ungodly lust. These be they that separate themselves. Then 1 John 4 say the same thing, that they went out from us. That's 1 John 2. Then 1 John 4, he said, they are the world, and the world heareth them, but he that is of God heareth us. Of course, when you preach holiness and godliness, if a person's really of God, they'll hear it. But he said, these are they that are sensual, having not the Spirit. And the Spirit's with a capital S, meaning they don't have the Holy Spirit of God in them. They're only mimickers, like 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2 says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. That means they'll turn away from the Word of God, giving heed to seducing spirits. Seducing spirits. Seduce means to lead astray, to persuade to do wrong, to corrupt by tempting or luring or enticing into wrongdoing. Seducing spirits. These preachers are full of them, trying to teach God's people they can live in the flesh, tempting them after they get saved to go back into the world and into the vices of the flesh. Oh, nobody's perfect. Reminds me of a sign I saw up there on the Carolina border on Interstate 75. It says, nobody is perfect but Pedro. I think if these old Christians read that, they'll believe that before they believe the Bible. The Bible speaks of being perfect. The Bible speaks of being like Jesus. In Luke 6 and 40, Jesus said, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. That's Jesus. The Bible speaks about us going to perfection, going on, leaving where we are and going to perfection. The Bible speaks of marking the perfect man and beholding the upright. The Bible speaks of perfect men. Lord, Paul says, I'm perfect, but I'm not going to brag about it. Did you ever read that in Philippians 3, 11 through 14? Did you ever read about the great man in Uz called Job? Job 1 and 1? There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Did you ever read about Noah? Noah, in Genesis 6 and 9, the scripture gives this great summary of that man's devoted lifestyle of being a godly man in a perverted and a depraved generation. Said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God right in the middle of depravity, just like we're having to put up with today. You can stay perfect right in the middle of a stinking bunch of pagans like we're in the midst of. Phony Christians. Matthew 24 and 11, when Jesus said, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. What, the people that are deceived, what do you think they are? You think they're going to close up shop and say, well, we quit because we're not obeying God? Why, of course they're not. They're going to open up a bigger shop and claim they are walking with God. Phony Christians are everywhere. Titus 1:16 says they profess they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every work reprobate. The great apostle predicted in our day phony Christians everywhere. In 2 Timothy 4, beginning of verse 1, he said this charge, said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come. We're here. We've arrived. When they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, comma, having itching ears, comma. That means God's people that didn't want to live holy would have itching ears and look them up teachers that would teach them a fable and turn their ears away from the truth. God, have mercy sakes. Religion's the biggest business in America. And it's all a mess of deception, seduction, bewitching, and beguiling. God, have mercy in this world. Just like old Simon the sorcerer. Bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was a great power of God, and to him they had regard, for of a long season he had bewitched them with his sorceries, not preaching the word of God. Well, I got to go on. The fourth deadly or mortal enemy of a Christian are relatives or close friends. The Bible tells us what a man of God ought to teach. When you teach this, you fall immediately into grave social problems. Some of you have observed this very recently. Titus 2, 1 through 8. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and patience. The aged women likewise, that means the mature women, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers. Not false accusers. Not given to wine, teachers of good things, that they may be sober, that they may love their husbands, that they may love their children, that they may be chaste, that they may be good, that they may be keepers at home, and obedient to their own husbands. Why? It answers, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And any woman that don't live like that's blaspheming the word of God. Boy, America's full of these old gals. They're not going to do it, but I can't help it. I run into them all the time. On this last trip, up north and west, meetings. Lord, that's the scripture I'd had to give. Not that one in particular, but others that dealt with the problem at home. See, when you give somebody the real solution to their problem, They don't want it. They've got an itching ear. Oh, I wanted to hear what I wanted to hear. I didn't want to hear you to start with. Well, that's obvious. I'd tell some of them old gals, hey, read this. Oh, Lord have mercy. I wish I hadn't even heard you to start with.